Hello, this is Deacon Phuc Phan from St. Albert the Great Catholic Church in Austin, Texas. And thank you for joining me as we begin National Marriage Week, which is every February 7th to the 14th. Today, we're going to do day one of the At-Home Marriage Retreat 2023. You can find this at the link on this podcast, but you can also find it by Googling National Marriage Week 2023, but it's also on the usccb.org website, the usccb.org website, or the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops website. Today, as I mentioned, we're praying day one, and day one, the theme of day one is time is of the essence. One of the first destroyers of marriage relationship, as well as our relationship with God, is the lack of making and taking time for our spouse and for God. The first problem so many couples face in marriage is not falling out of love, but rather falling out of knowing each other. When couples get too busy to spend time together, they fall out of understanding what's going on in the world of their beloved, and lose sight of their needs. Similarly, our relationship with God is degraded when we give Him too little of our time each day and each week. The first habit calls for couples to purposefully make and take time for God and for each other on a regular basis, daily or weekly, in order to minimize losing sight of our beloved and their needs. Our relationship with Christ. The Eucharist is all about relationships, relationships with God and with others. At Mass, we partake in the Eucharist in communion with the whole body of Christ, our friends and families, as well as all the saints and angels in heaven. We enter into this marriage feast to worship God and to give Him love, praise, adoration, and thanksgiving. God calls us into union with Him and others through His church, so that we might find unity, peace, and richness in a richness of brotherly and sisterly love. Outside of attending Mass, God calls us to spend time with Him in prayer. Why? Because God longs for us to be in relationship with Him for our own good. He is the source of all goodness and joy. He wants what is best for us, for our own sake. How great is that? So are we willing to find time for Him each and every day? The reality is that many of us have too many excuses for not being able to give God as much of our time or attention as we should. We are so distracted by life and all that it throws at us, that we rarely, if at all, find time to talk to Him during our busy day. Even at Mass, where we come to worship God and where He is most present in the Eucharist, we can find ourselves allowing our minds to wander off on many tangents that have little or nothing to do with building a relationship with Him. Are we willing to give Him more of our time, or only what's left over at the end of each day or each week? This first habit of making time is critical for deepening our knowledge of and love for not only our spouse, but also God. Imagine if we gave our spouse as much time as we give to God each week, maybe 15 minutes each night and 1 hour on Sunday. How good would our relationship with our spouse be? This deepening of knowledge and love for Christ, or lack thereof, will inevitably flow out into every aspect of our lives, especially our marriage and family life. Our relationship with each other. One of the dangers that most couples face in marriage is a tendency to slowly fall out of knowing each other. This dilemma is often the result of couples and families succumbing to the many pressures, stresses, and distractions that are presented in life by our culture. Once we allow our time to be overwhelmed with too many extracurricular activities, we can break down the marital and family bonding and wear at the fabric of our connection. Time is a great gift, and yet we often fetter it, a lot of it away, with many unimportant distractions. While there are some distractions to our relationship that are a necessary part of life, such as working, raising children, and maintaining our homes, there are also many non-essential ones that we allow to dominate a huge portion of our time, like social media, video games, TV, or internet exploring. It's essential to realize how valuable it is for us to keep these extraneous activities to a minimum and to take more time every day to connect with our most valuable life companions, our spouse and the Lord. It is also important not to let any of the necessary distractions of life take precedence over one's relationship with God and one's spouse. The journey of building a Eucharistic marriage starts when we understand the need for protecting and strengthening our most valuable world-changing assets, our faith and our family. The future of humanity passes by the way of family. And so it is vital that our actions protect and nurture this gift. In order to grow more deeply in our intimacy and knowledge of our spouse, we need to make time to get to know them and live in the know. And for the sake of our marriage, we need to deepen our connection, not only with our spouse, but even more so with God, from whom our greatest capacity to love flows. Now, here are a few discussion questions to talk with one another about. Take some time. If you want to journal it out before you share with each other, please feel free to do so. But really take a moment to reflect on these questions. Reflect on your life, your married life, all the distractions that are in your life, and how you can eliminate those distractions so that you can focus, as the retreat says, on what is most important in life, which is your relationship with your spouse, your relationship with God, even in the midst of taking care of all the necessary distractions. So first question, what are the main distractions that put a strain on your marital connection? The second question, what are some ways we can decrease one, some, or all of these distractions in order to build more time for each other? Third, let us consider how we can build more prayer time together each day, each week. Spend time seeking out some prayer resources that you can implement into your daily prayer together. One of the many wonderful words of wisdom that Father Charlie shares with our couples that come to our Called to Be One marriage class to prepare for the sacrament of matrimony in the Catholic Church is date night. He encouraged all couples, you know, no matter how busy life gets, to go on date nights. And he has three rules for date night. The first, pick a place that you both will enjoy, both husband and wife will enjoy. That's very important. Second, no third wheel, no fifth wheel. It's just you and your spouse. You and your spouse. Not even your children. Find a babysitter. But you and your spouse, spending quality time together. Third rule, and a very important rule as well, is that you do not talk about your children, you do not talk about work, but you work and talk about your relationship. You share each other's dreams, each other's desires, each other's needs, and to really reconnect or connect once again with your beloved, whom God has given you in the sacrament of marriage. So these are the three rules that Father Charlie gives for all couples going on date night, which he highly encouraged. And so the first rule again is pick a place that you both will like and enjoy doing, or something you like and enjoy doing together. Second, no third wheel, no fifth wheel, no children, just the two of you, husband and wife. And third, do not talk about work. Do not talk about your children, but focus on each other and on your relationship, and put away the phones, any other distractions. Just focus on each other and on your relationship. Thank you very much. And I hope this has been helpful. It's been a wonderful first day. And you're more than welcome to listen to this podcast again for the first day, which is Time is of the Essence. How can we spend more time with our spouse as well as, more importantly, with God in prayer? Thank you very much and have a blessed day. God bless.